And speaking just for a moment about a group of people, postgraduate students, they should always make a beeline to come here, in a sense, really, because you also offer great service to them in terms of advice about grants and award bodies and other things, which of course would be applicable to other societies maybe looking for who is giving grants to history projects these days. And also you obviously run a major training program, a research training program for historians, and by virtue of critical mass you've always got a goodly number, and you've got a regular annual kind of program, haven't you, really, which has got tapped into the specialist resources nearby like the BL and the museums and so on. So is there more I want to say about that, I mean, in terms of the postgrads?
When the Institute was set up, there weren't really many postgrads in the UK. Indeed, the first PhDs were passed in 1921, which was the year the Institute started. So we were one of the first institutes to take this German-American qualification, the PhD, very seriously. And over the years, provided support via seminars, supervision, and, as you say, research training to the postgraduate students around the University of London colleges. Over time, the University of London, of course, has changed a great deal. A lot of the postgraduates are now attached to the colleges, but they will still come for a lot of their research training and for their seminars to the Institute. And as we've expanded virtually, we've been able to deliver a lot more of that training and guidance to postgraduate students via the web.
But it's also probably true to say, isn't it, virtually every history department, about 100 departments or so around the country, are affiliated in some way, that their research students are always most welcome to come to, I think you said, 60-odd seminars that go on during the week, the weeks. That really quite a service that anybody out there contemplating doing research, wherever they are, in furthest sort of Cumbria or whatever, ought to consider at some stage or other making a beeline down to give a paper at one of the seminars.
Yes, there's the career development side, so that giving a paper to an IHR seminar is one of those rites of passage that you have to pass through on your way to becoming a fully fledged historian. But as you say, we do provide a lot of advanced vocational training of the sort that you can't really get in individual history departments. So if you want to know how to use geographical information services, GIS, in your historical research, if you want to know the implications of the Freedom of Information Act for doing research and the ethical considerations there, we will provide training courses to help you with that. Mm. Alongside those specialist courses, we do basic courses in using archives, databases for historians, oral history techniques, that kind of thing. And it's always been part of our mission, but what we do is evolve and update it as the new techniques go, come on stream.